You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that. Welcome to the Drum Sex Podcast. This is a quick one, a shorter episode for your sex advice on the go. Today we're talking about how you were taught about sex. Did it sound a lot like your mom telling you that kissing and hugging boys will get you pregnant? Or that once you have sex, everyone will know. It'll change the way that you look, how your body looks, even how you walk. If this sounds at all familiar, then you might not have had a very positive first talk about sex with your parents or guardian. It may seem like nothing now that you're older and know better, but for many people, how their first conversation about sex went affects their whole perception of sex and sex positivity. For this quick one, we speak to Dr. Mpumizanda about how teachings about sex can affect our sexual experiences in very real ways.
I think that definitely is something that contributes. The kind of sexual education that we've received, but also the atmosphere and the attitude that we receive our sexual education very often is not from a place of sex positivity. It's very often from not from a place where there is comfortability as a country, as a people in Africa in general. We do have difficulties having conversations about sex. So 100%, there is an expected amount of pain during your first encounter. But first of all, it should not be like excruciating, unbearable pain. But secondly, it's something that should actually have, if that happens, like, you know, the first time. After that, it shouldn't be. But having said that, like I said, there's a lot of fear and negativity in general in our education, in our conversations with our parents, for example. If you just look at the narrative between children, their parents, and the ability to talk freely about sex and sexuality, it's always been a difficult one. So that certainly can contribute to that. The idea as well that we have been cultured and socialized to see sex for women more from a functionality. It's, you know, it's a function of having children, and we have somewhat glorified and prioritized that more than sex being something that is a pleasurable, that is a pleasure for the woman as well. That has also knocked us quite significantly. I think those are pretty much, there are other underlying things that can have a lot of effect, but that generally is some of the common reasons.
And that's it for today's quick one. Did you learn something new today? Let us know at Drum Magazine on all social media platforms. See you soon.